This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1917, How to Avoid Biased News in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When you reach this higher level of English, it's time to start reading the news in English. But what news should you consume? In today's episode, Lindsay and Aubrey show you 4 publications that are less biased than others. Plus, find out why bias is creeping into American news more and more. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Aubrey, what's shaking?
Hi, Lindsay, I have a question for you.
Okay,
I'm ready. Where do you go to read your news?
Oh my gosh. So I actually, being a podcaster, of course, I listen to my news.
Yeah, so definitely.
In the morning, I listen to Up First by, I think that's an NPR-owned channel. And then in the evening, I listen to The Daily from The New York Times and The Journal from The Wall Street Journal. And then I read The New York Times when I'm having lunch at my desk. Just pull up The New York Times, read the headlines.
I love it. I've started listening to news in slow Spanish and news in slow French.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They, like, slow it down a little so I can understand really well. And they're sort of quick snippets. I really love it.
Good idea. That is so good. I'm getting ready for a trip to Argentina. Actually, by the time this trip comes out, I'll already have gone to Argentina, but I need to listen to more Argentine Spanish. You know, it's a very different pronunciation. Side point for today. But what are we getting into in today's episode?
Really interesting. We had a great question about bias in the news. That's why I wanted to know where you find your news.
Yep.
So we're going to answer this listener's question and dive into this because it's a very fascinating topic. It actually came up recently in one of the live group classes I was teaching here at All Ears English. It was a fascinating discussion. And I'm curious how this is all over the world. So come to YouTube, find this podcast episode, and let us know how this is in your culture, in your country. I really want to know.
Yeah. And I think sadly, this is more of an issue now than it was 5 years ago and more than it was 30 years ago, right? So this is becoming more and more important. So here's the question from our listener. Here we go. Dear Lindsay, first of all, I really want to thank you for doing All Ears English Podcast. It's my favorite English podcast and it helps me a lot with my learning. I really hope you guys can keep doing it. Awesome, Aubrey. Great review.
So great. Totally.
I would like to bring up my question. I want to read news in English and study the vocabulary and expressions that are used when it comes to formal occasions that will improve my academic writing. I know there are so many news agencies reporting news in English that it's hard to make a choice. So which ones do you recommend? Okay.
Yeah, so you definitely got our recommendations right there at the top of the podcast for the ones we actually listen to every day. But I think it's really valuable to think about which news sources do have some bias and which try to be more unbiased so that you can try to get the facts.
Yeah, we're going to go into it today. I mean, the first thing, I just want to insert this right away. I think the first problem of why news has become so much more biased is money. Right. If you look at things like public radio, PRX, NPR, those tend to be a little more trustworthy just because it's publicly funded. I'm not saying they're not biased, but they're even in these podcasts, right? Podcasts have advertisers And, you know, then they're making money. They want to get downloads. I mean, it's a business in the end. So when you mix news with business is kind of where you get in trouble, I think.
Yeah, it really reminds me of the HBO show Succession. Have you seen that, Lindsay?
I haven't seen it, but now I'm going to go watch it this weekend.
Yes, I highly recommend it. It is about a family that owns a media company in the United States and how they try at least to exert influence over the news, over politicians. It is fascinating. I think it's maybe based on a real family in the United States, but either way, it's fascinating to see the kind of power struggle, how money affects it and is involved, and how it affects this family and their relationships. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it comes down to money. It really does. I mean, that's really what it's all about. So we're going to try to answer this question for our listener today. What is the first kind of phrase we want to define and talk about?
Yeah. So just to define the word bias, this is a spin toward a political stance or to benefit the owners of a news outlet when we're talking about the news. You can have bias about anything, right? If your opinion is a little slanted one way or another, you are biased. We talk about this a lot in the news.
Yeah. And I mean, I would just start by saying, I think we all have bias in everything.
Definitely.
Like, there's no way that the way you see the world is the same as the way I do. There's no way. Any situation you and I are going to see differently. Right.
Exactly.
But good news, good reporting, like professionals, high standard reporting is trying to reduce bias or take it out as much as possible. Just report on what's actually happening. But as human beings, that is actually really, really hard because there's so many things that influence the way we see the world, our past, who we've spent time around. There's so much, right, Aubrey?
But when it comes to the news, we have these built-in structures. We have editorials. Yeah. We have opinion articles. And that's you're
comments.
Free to share your bias, right? Mm. That should be there.
Totally.
But the actual news that's claiming to be facts needs to, as much as possible, eliminate that bias.
And I think there might be an issue with education, too, because I think nowadays a lot of people will read an opinion column in the New York Times and pass it off as news. You know, and that's not even misinformation. That's just opinion, right?
Like, right. If you get your news on Facebook, like a lot of that might be editorial. It might be someone's opinion.
And you may not know that because maybe you didn't learn about that in college or in graduate school or whatever in high school. So what the most, in your opinion, Aubrey, probably in my opinion too, definitely, what is the most biased TV news station you can think of?
Yeah. So CNN is very much has a strong bias toward the left as far as American, you know, politics in the United States. And Fox News has a very strong bias toward the right. And this, it just seems like fact because a lot of the political pundits that come on, we know their political leanings. They're very much sharing their opinions. And there's a sort of not a balance on which types of opinions they're bringing on. So you can just sort of see it there.
You know, it's tricky. I heard somewhere that these news stations, as they're coming down to their budgets and their money and their advertising, they're spending less money on investigative journalism and more money on putting pundits in a room and sitting around a table. And that's where I think you get in trouble. That's where you layer so much bias on top of the news because they're getting paid to entertain. At this point, news has become like entertainment on both CNN and Fox News. That's the problem. If we had more investigative journalists out there trying to really figure out what the heck is going on with issues in our country and the world, I think we'd have less of this.
Yes. Oh, I agree so much. So I think it would be really helpful for us to share the top four news resources that at least try to be unbiased. They have, you know, their goals as a company is to try to share the facts and eliminate bias. And you can research all of these sources, but they at least have a very good reputation for being unbiased. And that means unbiased news just means presenting a news story without any bias.
Or at least kind of reporting fact, right? I mean, there may be some spin on it, but like, you know, I think...
At least attempting.
Yeah. So let's go through them. What's the first one, Aubrey? Yeah.
So the first one is the Associated Press.
Mm-hmm.
It's very old. It was founded in 1846 and it's very renowned, as we would say, right? It has a really good reputation as a global news organization. It's actually received 53 Pulitzer Prizes. So that's very impressive.
Yeah. And it is, as we said, it's like a feeder for other. So I think other news magazines and newspapers grab their news from the Associated Press, right, Aubrey? It's kind of a supplier of news in a way. I don't know a lot about how that works.
No, yeah, exactly right. I worked for a newspaper during high school.
Oh, cool.
And whenever we wanted to write an article, we would always go to the Associated Press to get a lot of our facts, a lot of our details. We know they have done the real work. the research, and then we would just credit the source, you know, or say from Associated Press, and we were just sort of compiling.
Interesting. Okay, so that that's a good one. And can we go to, actually, I don't even know this. Is there an actual like Associated Press newspaper, or is it really just a supplier of news to the papers? Like, is there a place we can go to read the Associated Press? And what's the website?
There is a website. You'd have to Google it. You might find that while we're chatting. They don't do a print publication as far as I know. I don't know if they ever did, but maybe at one time. But
I don't know.
So the website is apnews.com.
Okay.
And you can get all of their top stories there. And it's possible they did at one time do a print news publication. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, this is good. So I love this episode. So Wall Street Journal being the second one, and I'm glad this is here, but at the same time, I also feel like Wall Street Journal is, I mean, they do present, they present the fact, like it's a high quality journalism, but it's also conservative leaning, because it is the perspective of the investor business perspective. So I think there is some angle. Would you agree? Or
I honestly don't read the Wall Street Journal that often because I'm not into stocks. I'm not into finances. And it definitely has a reputation for being a little more about that. So that makes sense that, you know, often, at least in the United States, those with a lot of money who want to avoid taxes on that money often do sort of lean to the right because conservative politics help them protect that money. So that is possible that the Wall Street Journal has a little bit of bias. A lot of what we're sharing too, we were kind of looking at an article on makeuseof.com that was called The Top Unbiased News Sources. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it really made sense to me, but it could be that the Wall Street Journal does lean a little bit to the right.
Yeah, I think maybe less so than a New York Times, at least based on the podcast that I listen to. The two shows, the journal tends to be more straightforward around, their tagline is about money, business, and power, right? So they're talking about these issues, whereas the Daily feels a little more liberal leaning to me. But, you know, our listeners should listen to these podcasts, read these newspapers, and see for yourself how biased are these, right? Yeah. I mean,
interesting. Yeah. So third is Reuters, which I would say this is a lot more like the Associated Press, right? It is well-respected and has a reputation as an unbiased news outlet. They really do try to focus on accurate reporting of the facts without the editorialism.
Nice. I love it. I don't have a lot of experience with Reuters. So we'll leave that with that one. And in just
Reuters,
a minute,
curious.
How do you even say it? I thought it was
Reuters.
I don't know, to be honest.
Because the word neuter is spelled the same, E-U. I assume it's pronounced like neuter, Reuters, but I don't know. Have I heard anyone say Reuters? Maybe.
Reuters.
Multiple pronunciations here.
Choose your adventure, guys. Choose your adventure. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about one other news source.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, this one's good. What is the next one, Aubrey?
Yeah, the BBC. So often United States citizens will look to international news outlets for their news because they recognize that anything within the United States might be a little biased to one side or the other.
Yeah.
So we often feel like the BBC has a really good reputation as the world's oldest national broadcasting service, one of the largest news services in the world, and a good reputation for trying at least to be unbiased.
Yeah, and I know the BBC even has a podcast for learning English, right? The BBC Learning English. I've seen that in the podcast decks for a long time.
I recorded an interview with Neil here on the podcast. So go back and check that out from BBC Learning English. That's such a great podcast. That was a really fun interview with him.
Good stuff. We love the BBC. I love it. So were there any others listed that we should know about?
Yeah, there were definitely quite a few recommended by this article. And I agree with these. C-SPAN, Pew Research,
Pew's
The Economist.
Really
mm-hmm. Yeah, these are all, again, they're making an attempt to be unbiased and just share the facts. So there are lots of options. I would just sort of avoid those, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean, sometimes it's fine, but lots of times you're going to have someone on there, an expert who is very much sharing their opinion.
Yeah, last night I had CNN on. I will admit I do put it on sometimes just to kind of like have noise in the background. And there's one Republican that I only ever see on CNN. Like, I never see any Republican politicians on CNN. Maybe they won't go on there, but there was this one guy on there last night. And I thought, I saw you on here 6 months ago, and I haven't seen any other Republicans since then on CNN.
So fascinating. It is really interesting how if someone is very right-leaning, I personally know quite a few people who will only watch Fox News because they think everything else is fake news. Everything else is, they're lying. And then I know a lot of people leaning very far to the left who would only
watch CNN.
Or, maybe they try to watch other stuff, but that speaks to them, right? Most of what they're hearing there makes sense to them. And I think I would definitely recommend you guys to be more open-minded to... I am a moderate, honestly. I think it's so important to see both sides, to see the value, to be able to have an open conversation.
100%.
Being so focused on what you believe. I just think once you get closed-minded, it's dangerous.
I 100% agree. I'm leaning more moderate these days too, because I'm getting older. I'm reading more. I'm starting to understand things a little bit more. And I can't be locked in one direction or the other. Extremes are scary.
And you can be a fiscal conservative and a social liberal. Like, it is possible.
I know.
Let's get the best of both worlds.
It's really tough. It's really tough out there. I would say one thing about Pew Research. So if we want to make sure we get 100% unbiased, I think it's not going to be a newspaper. It's going to be something like the Pew Research, assuming they have high quality standards and how they gather. Just reading the research. What's the data say? And then you interpret that data in the way you want. Because journalism is always some kind of narrative interpreted on top of research. So the Pew is a really trustworthy name. So you can go to their website and look up studies, you know, studies on demographics, everything going on in the United States and the world. So... yeah.
Yes. That's what's tricky is, you know, do we have time to read the Pew Research about it? Like, I want to be able to trust a journalist to take that research and share it in a way that I can understand, a very quick way, but it's true. You can't trust that it doesn't have a little bit of bias.
Yeah. And the other piece that matters here is, this is the last thing I would say, is the way that local news sadly is declining in the US. So a lot of local newspapers are getting shut down, and that is dangerous for democracy.
Yes, that's worrisome, right? It's more and more, I think, everyone finds their news on Facebook. And so there's not the funding for all of these other sources. And that is troublesome. It's worrisome. I think we do need to support the, you know, funds being still given to the attempt to get accurate news to everyone. I think that's really vital.
Yeah. So news is kind of becoming entertainment. Other than, you know, some of the ones we mentioned, which are less biased, news, you know, big stations, Fox, CNN, New York Times,
sound
kind
bites.
Of becoming more entertainment in a way. Scary. Yeah. Kind of scary. Yep. So what's the takeaway for our listeners today? I feel like we could talk about this for a long time, but we'll...
What an interesting question. Thank you for sending it. And I think it is so important to recognize bias in the news, to attempt to read news that reports facts accurately without political slant or spin, without that bias. And I think we have some good recommendations here, but definitely take the time to research, find what you like, but make sure that it's not just telling you what you already think.
That's right. All right. Really, really good stuff. Guys, let us know if you have a follow-up question from today's episode. Write to Aubrey@allearsenglish.com and we'd be happy to feature a follow-up question. I want to come back to this topic because it is so important right now in 2022. We're about to go into by the time this is out, the midterm elections will be done. Politics matter, news matters. Okay?
Definitely. Awesome, Lindsay. Thanks for having this great discussion. I really loved it.
Good stuff, Aubrey. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.